7 a.m. niku finish kumalo. Leo ni kufinish kumalo, kufinish ku. Wewe.
Hello people.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I am Jackie Masharia.
And today we have such a lovely... Do we call guys lovely? Or yeah. Handsome and... And huge.
Because what was that?
What's up, Joseph Trent?
Wait. What is Jackie? Like, how do we introduce? Yeah, I'm lovely. I'm handsome. I'm a beautiful man, guys.
Period.
Like,
and that's when period. You're in your city boy era.
That's it.
Soft boy era.
Play me City Boys by Burna Boy.
But just remind me how the song goes.
God, really? Can we play it though on phone?
Okay,
much later though. Sorry, guys. Ground
rules. You've probably seen this guy on your screens and even had him on your radio.
Mm. Yeah, every single
one. Big wig. Okay. Uneza, Sazaji, introduce. Right. I take it over.
Let me tell you, I'm not used to being on this other side of the mic. It's so hard, guys.
I know. It's okay. We got you.
You got me?
Yeah.
Very nice. Anyway, guys, VP Watuangu, what it is, what it do, what it does. It's the trendsetter right here every single Saturday. Hey. Unaipata pale kwenye Teen Republic Media ni ya saa tano mpaka saa saba. That is 2 hours of amazing music, fashion trends, nini nini. Na pia Friday pale usiku tunapiga sherehe ku finish kumalo ndo kudonjo.
Yes. Hey, finish. Leo ni finish kumalo. Eh, ni ku finish kumalo. Leo ni ku finish kumalo, ku finish ku. Wewe. Na by the way tumekupea platform to shout.
Unajua.
So utanunua lunch. Anyway,
on period. Pesa nyingi.
Leo, we have come to talk about stereotypes and just stuff as Gen Zs we really don't vibe with.
Yeah.
And some people like millennials and the older people are was doing. They? Was I? Okay, are maybe. Ages? Okay, withdraw.
Sorry.
We withdraw. We are sorry to the old people.
You're making it worse.
I know.
She withdrew and I was like, I'm sorry to the old people.
All right. I'm sorry. We are totally sorry. Yeah. But we just want to outline and just talk about some stuff that we've been seeing going on. Probably we've done, but we're like, no.
Mm.
Let us stop these.
Yeah.
Jackie had such a weird and a strange story. Please just share it with us.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the tea. Yeah.
We ended up to X and I was crawling. And why is this so dramatic?
Because you are.
But anyway, I just saw.
It's in the blood.
Let's move on to drama.
In the blood. In the blood. You don't know that TikTok?
Imagine
it's a pastor who sings. Oh. Under the blood.
Is it like a Jamaican?
Blood.
Oh, okay. I've seen like Jamaican priests officiating masses.
Oh, and like, hey, it's a vibe though.
That's dope. Pin location. Anyway, take it away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was scrolling on X. I love when you call on a tweet flani. But it's weird seeing I was scrolling on X and call on a tweet. Elon Musk, Rudisha Twitter. I was scrolling on X and call on a... Tweety Kisema. There's this babe who was basically saying she's Gen Z. She's explaining how alikuwa ameenda conference with colleagues and Kafka tea time, tea break, went to serve herself tea, and the male colleagues who are older.
Mm-hmm. You had to come correct with the age.
I have to give all the details like she gave them.
Yeah.
Basically told her to serve them tea as well. So she was like, what year is this? Because like this is not 2024.
I know.
Yeah, so I feel like that was, according to her, totally like unwarranted. she ata kwa understand like what even made them think she and it's the way they phrased it because they're like
nilete
was yeah they were like too late chai and then she was like no
and I'm just I imagining think
no and then they proceeded to
exactly.
say
exactly
awa wasichana wadogo ah wasichana wadogo wadogo squeezy
no just nasikia tu unanyongwa uko na kiwaru ati ati awa wasichana wadogo squeezy
hawana heshima hawa serve their elders
no
oh wow
you didn't even get to that point I didn't Karibu. Know
yeah so I think that's the point where it was just like yeah okay okay I'm not about to do this. I'm about to throw hands.
I'm about to throw some tea in your face.
Exactly. I'll serve you that tea
directly.
Directly. Nitawanywesha kwa uso zenu.
Love it.
Nitawanywesha. You can say this, I'm so proud.
Niposa tuliexa.
Niposa. What do you think about the whole situation?
I feel like one. Ni makosa kuserve chai like ni makosa I mean is it wrong though because yeah. I feel like we need to understand context where all this is coming from because one maybe that babe she had just a bad morning kuna zile tu siku eh kuna zile tu siku umeamka you're not feeling it maybe chali yake amemkasirisha ajamwambia good night sio tu majenzi na hizo vitu kidogo kidogo and these babes as well oh, mekosa kuambia Jackie good night amemka asubuhi. This man, you know, men deserve less.
Men are trash.
Men are trash. You know,
and then the next minute you're like, oh, I love this guy. I love
this guy, you know. Yeah, that might also be a reason. Secondly, also understand the kind of relationship you have with someone, for example. Let's say if it's a work setup. Tukiwa hapa hivi, we're doing the podcast together. And for context, guys, we work together. Sote na Masaka and...
Jackie.
Yes.
Hey.
Karibuni kupandisha pressure. Yes. Thank you.
Umenipandisha una abia. Funa sahau jina yake aje. Yes.
Jackie and na Masaka we do work together. So for example, we go for Keletam Lifanya event at UON. That was like
Radayetu.
That was tea being served and everything. I'd easily tell Jackie, please serve me this. Or maybe Jackie will even tell me, just umenda chai, like, please, nikujia. Like, that is entirely,
yeah.
I mean, that is entirely okay. Like, understanding the kind of relationship that you have with someone. Unona. And also, Sydney mejua Jackie leo, alafu kesho nisham mtumachai. I mean, I have known you guys for a while now.
Yeah.
Anilewa. Yeah. So, it's only vitu very important. Na pia, easy values, kwani, I don't know, easy values for people. I think awazayo likuwa naangalia, msichana ilesi kwa taolewa, ama atafaya nini. Kemena banake nyeke chai, ama utamambia, you man.
First of all,
please give me a chance to just talk.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot to
First
say.
First of all, there's a time I was such a baby. I think I was in class 3. And our neighbor, see, it was a whole family, like the husband, the wife, and 2 kids.
Yeah.
So katikati siku tunasikia nduru, nduru, nduru. You guys know that Nini for Branchida. May his soul rest in peace.
Aki Michelle. All these references. Every time I have to be picturing things.
It's now kupiga mayowe.
Yes.
Okay. So, see, then the guy was beating the wife. Why? Because the wife, apparently, alikuwa na ito. Okay, so actually, this is just imagine. Okay, but the wife, alikata kumnavia mkono.
Kumosha mkono yani. Kumnawisha mkono.
Ando akule, you know.
What?
That was just a story I had to throw in there. Maybe we can talk about it more.
Okay.
But I'm like, about the serving tea, first of all, Joseph, mbona utume mtu?
Sigo.
Ati, kwanza venye umesema ati, neza mtuma.
I mean, I can easily, okay, yeah. Ataniseme, no, not that I've said anything, by kumtuma,
yeah.
I'm not saying it in a very bad way, that's
I
what I've
get
refer,
you,
that's
yeah.
what I've referred it to relationship, kind of relationship we have, like, I can easily, kaya time nakumbuka, Jackie, kuna time tuliko tumetoka event, so Jackie called me like, oh, maki mmechukua food, nini?
Nichukulia.
I mean, she's a babe.
Yeah.
Hey.
Disclaimer, aku nichukulia food.
Ah, said isi kumchukulia?
No, I put it up there. Aku nibaye yo food.
Oh.
Mata nipata juice.
No, listen, I literally told them,
so
I'm
food
selling
juice.
You the money.
No.
Get me food.
Akasemaje?
He showed up foodless.
Oh my.
I was starving. just for further context. just he showed up with juice. That was the only thing I could drink.
Yeah.
Just for context, baby girls.
You're a gentleman.
I'm a rich guy.
Oh, period. By the way, see, wewe ndo unaenda kutunulia lunch saizi.
Say no more.
Pesa or task. But also, I just wanted to say, me when I'm, of course, we serve tea in the office downstairs.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm going to get mine, you know, I ask my desky, you want some tea? And at times, they also like tell me, could you like grab me some tea as well? Because you're there.
Mm.
I mean, that's okay. Lakini, you throwing in, nilete chai.
Yeah.
Kwanza hawa watoto wa siku hizi.
Exactly.
They are very.
That's my problem.
They don't have values. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
So, will you be, I don't know how to say this. I feel like I don't have like the authority, but I mean, let me just ask for very many other people. Imam, tunafunza kwa submission.
Mm-hmm.
What is submission to you guys? Like to babes?
We are submitting to our husbands. Are we submitting to just my desk mate? To just a guy we met in an event.
Yeah. Like an old man.
I am submitting to you because I'm a woman.
I ought to literally.
Excuse you.
Will you submit to your husband or your boyfriend?
No.
Not your boyfriend.
Boyfriend wa nini? Bro.
Get married first.
Yeah.
I love you.
I'm to bring up boyfriend.
So you kuja kwangu. Let's say minchali yako.
Yeah.
Ukuja kwangu ata wezi ata chemsha mayai.
You need submission. Like, yes, what, yes, it, yes, yes.
Unajua, what I mean by that is ukipika mayai, sintakula.
Yeah.
Alafu sipeo utakula.
And?
Alafu.
And?
But that is not what submission means.
Submission to me. Boy, watu wangu najika. Anyway, submission to me. Itaenda, no? I think you get. Submission to me is one, mwanamke ku... I don't know. I stand corrected, by the way. Mwanamke ku serve.
No, and by serving means...
Okay. By serving means, one, listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like mwanamke anakusikiza, not like as the guy ukisha sama kitu, de masha kwambia. No, nini. No. Serving means maybe just simply remind me of something that I was supposed to do. Like, you know, you're like, oh, babe, you're supposed to do 1, 2, 3 things. Please remind me. Because for me, women
so
have...
So you want your wife or your girlfriend to partner. Remind you of...
Not like remind
just an
me,
example.
Yeah. Just like those two small things for me really go a long way. Like, for real, like those small
and
things.
And that's act of submission.
And then, for me, because I'll randomly text you, Kitu, then utaniuliza. Let's say I'll text Namasaka. I'm like... at 4 p.m. I'm supposed to do this. 4:30 or maybe 5 I'm supposed to do this. That is how I operate as a person. Don't you see how? And leo so nitakwambia please ikifika hii time nimeku text ninafanya shughuli 1-2. Okay, for me mimi kwa up and down hapa na pale, so I tend to forget things. So sasa ikifika kwa nyumba and then nimesahau kitu, I'll be like, man, please be reminding me. So for me, if like a babe did that to me, for me that is what I'd refer to as submission. Like you like anyway, you're unakumbuka this your guy, like I can remind him 1, 2, 3.
No,
and I feel like these are some of the stereotypes we are blocking right now.
Because why am I acting like your alarm clock?
Mm-hmm. Am I your diary? You need to buy a pen and a book and write your stuff.
Mbona mimi nisisahau? Kwani kama mimi nasahau, wewe utanikumbuka.
Girl, let's go.
Let me remind you. I will remind you most definitely.
Oh
trust
my.
Me.
Just set an alarm. Kama ni dawa za kumeza saa 7. Just
sasa utakufa utakufa.
Wewe mnamka saa ngapi?
Whatever time you wake up.
Unamka saa ngapi? Sasa nitaka pale Jackie, you need to wake up, so I'll be dropping your text. Jackie, wake up.
I don't need you to do that because I've set my
alarm.
6 o'clock alarm. It will wake me up. You see submission.
For me
when
that,
I picture
it.
Like submission, like it's not about vitu za ku serve someone.
Yeah.
Like physical traits of serving someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So does submission also fall in line with, is it dependent on someone's love languages as well? Or something.
What?
Okay.
That's a whole other...
Like, that's... a spectrum. Like... you know, you need to just sit down and...
Yeah. Because I feel like, Yako, what you're describing is what maybe would be what people call love languages. Because then again, there are people who want people who prioritize.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's what I've said. Okay, fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me just call it love language then.
Yeah.
That will be it.
Because I don't necessarily think it fits into
whole submission thing. So that stereotype we have debunked, right?
Let's just be very clear. That was completely inappropriate.
Definitely. Do you think that's gender? I lack a word, but there's this gender roles, even in relationships right now as we are. And some stories we hear our parents telling us, I was doing this when we were courting with your daddy. Auntie, I did this when I'm still doing this when we're married. Some things, do they make sense to you guys still? Are those like gender roles and do we stick to them as CC Gen Z's? You know, we're evolving. Like, say, for example, you're at home, and I think this will also bring the submission conversation back. You're like, I'm a woman. I'm a man. I will never go to the kitchen. I will never do CG nininis. As a lady, I will never ninini. Do you think that's still going? It's something we are changing as a generation.
Yeah, 100%. Because I don't think Gen Z's are doing. I mean, what in some wote? There's some outliers.
Msidanganywe na watu. Watu wanafua. Hey.
Outliers wenye bado fua. What you need niwaambie?
Like
kufua nguo, kufanya kazi za nyumba and all that. I don't even have a problem with that. I just have a problem with how the agreement is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't be that I'm coming, like we're both working and for some weird reason I'm still supposed to take care of everything in the house. It's just outright unfair.
Yeah.
Because we've said this over and over again. There's so many reports that have shown like unpaid care work is like one of the biggest problems that we face globally. Because there's no way to quantify in currency how much it is that as in uneza sema nilifua nguo, niliosha nyumba, niliosha vyombo, nili take care of watoi. You can't quantify it. And so it continues to be the biggest reason why one gender is probably lagging behind the other. Because this other person will say,
yeah,
I provide yada, yada, yada. But then when you go down to the nitty-gritties, you actually find like nowadays, I'm sorry to say, but like this man also not providing.
That's
so
true.
You'll find this babe, he's doing all that unpaid care work and then
still providing.
Yeah. Like bado anaenda nje, bado anatafuta food, bado anatafuta. I mean,
it's not like it's coming straight from a storybook.
Yeah, it's happening.
You
like,
know,
I mean, count the number of people who've just been left, like fathers who don't want to take care of their kids. It's just the numbers are going.
Just tend to agree with someone like what needs to happen. Yeah. For example,
let
me just give a personal example. Yeah,
give me the tea.
I love food myself. Yeah. Even if you go on my Twitter account X, Koale, I always say in another life I'd be a chef. Like I love food. Like nitaka ivichini and I'll cook for myself. I'll have a good time. So ata watu ikuja, even if you come to my house, ndakuwa nafikiria, I'll say watakula nini? Anilewa, do I have this? Do I have that for them? So I will easily do it. I have grown up with a single mom all my life. And anytime my mom used to have guests, I'd make them toast, I'd make them pancakes, I'd make them what? So for me, it has never been an issue. And I have also male friends when they don't have an issue. Like, you'll do maybe laundry, nita nuanguo. Umefanya something else, I will do this. For example, in my house, if I live with a babe, nita kupikia kitu kama ugali. No, not being very realistic. There are some babes that are juke pick ugali.
Oh.
I'm telling you because those are things.
I think we your babes are coco.
Oh, exactly. And you see, that is not like something I'd have an issue with. For example, I know you all have like 8 to 5 and everything. Mimi on my end, siko hapa kila time. Kuna time tu niko home. Kuna day hata sita work a whole day.
Mm.
But najua the next 3 days, I am busy as something else.
Yeah.
You understand? So that day, I'll be like, babe, what did you want to have like for dinner or something? Like, I can do what I can just to make your life easier. So imambo napia kitambo, even, I'm sure there are guys who have grown up in family setups where I know a majority ya wazazi wetu ni mama alikuwa anafanya hii, anafanya hii, anafanya hii, almost everything. But with how things are changing right now, and I mean, truth be told, it's easier when Namasaka has a job, I have a job, Jackie has a job. You know, kidole kimoja kivunji chawa. So once we pull our resources, we're like, what works and what doesn't. Na, yeah. Na pia tunapenda raha kidogo. I mean, tusidanganyane, si kila time. Also, my boys, chache bibu wako akuwe mboch. Nona, bibu wako si mboch wako.
Sindio?
Like, for real. And I say that all the time.
I think I'm vibing with the last point you made. And just about girlfriends going to their boyfriend's places. Wanainama, wanaosha nyumba, wanaosha nguo zote za mwezi, wapike, meal prep.
We need to say this.
Now, wait. So that's, you're going, girl, checky, let me just breathe. Mambo imechemka, umetoka shule, umetuanga, ama hata uko job.
Yeah.
5 days, school. And work. Yeah. You're tired. You need rest. Lakini wewe ni nani? You need to secure that man.
You're an understanding girlfriend.
An understanding girlfriend. You're going to these guys. People start from somewhere. And I just have to mention like the bedsitter. You're going there. You mop. People start from somewhere. We love it.
Mop the dirty house. That you looks like it has
got seen
water.
Hey,
yana jua umamas. Unajua
as
niko na mama fua. Stroke girlfriend.
Yeah.
Stroke everything. Yeah. Anakuja kuniosha nguo, anakuja kuniosha nyumba, anakuja kunipikia na hizo other businesses.
Like, who is that? No, first of all, let's be very clear. This is not even something that you should be doing as a girlfriend.
As period. A girlfriend. Look, there are things you can do as a babe.
Out of question. Like, you should not... There's no reason why. No. You're simply a girlfriend.
You are.
So, kazi yako ni kuja tu. So, tuna order nini nini.
Wewe unakujanga kuosha nyumba yangu.
No, I don't want you to wash the house. I don't want you to wash.
Answer that question. Yes.
Obviously, the guys are not washing the
house. No, you're not going to her place and helping her.
They're not coming to do your laundry. You're not coming to do my laundry.
She's not asked. She's not asked.
Ebu, wache ni wa baby. Let me speak to the girls.
Speak, girl.
Usifue nguo.
No.
Maybe you should not do any chores.
Hapana.
First of all, you should prioritize meeting outside. Because why am I coming to your house?
No.
Do you know those people who like invite you to their house the very first time? I'm like,
and
when you are wait. Siata idungesema tuende Uhuru Park.
Tuangalie soda. And by the way, we have an episode on that. Like, you need to listen to that.
Anything but the house.
Like,
I understand the economy is bad, but like,
kwa isn't street, like coffee, nisawa,
like anything. The most basic
KCC.
Thing. Listen.
Rooftop, you know.
We had an episode and we had Rukia. Yeah. And she really insisted. Akasema, and I fully agree with her. Hakuna kitu kama house date.
Hakuna. That's a red flag. Unless
you cannot be house dating people that you know at a mko official like kuna jaribu kudate mtu na unamuita ati.
And I think that's how come
it
we
makes
stays
no sense.
Stuck.
Thank you, Michelle.
You already have a child.
You're married. The house date.
You know.
So let me
ask.
I'm
so angry.
No. Take it out.
I'm so angry. Anyway, house dates are a no.
Yep.
Girls, akuna kufanya any chores. Let's just be very clear. Like, you're just simply a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another level if you're like a wife.
Mm.
The only time you're thinking about chores is in your own freaking house.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're thinking about chores in a boyfriend's house. As in, are you being vetted for how best you can clean dishes?
Girl, you are spitting facts.
The reality is these things will come and they will hurt so bad when things fall apart.
Because
you'll be like, but I put in so much effort. And that's the other thing that I was bringing. Like, it's how you can't even quantify how much you did in terms of money. Because you can't quantify care work, cleaning and whatever. Wezi, a guy may say, I spent so much money on this girl and can probably track.
Sound engineer by like Kevin Minor. Whatever amount. Special thanks to podcast editor James
Crazy Smart. Amount and Ezeka. But you as a babe, you did all this other
time.
Like,
time you have like, spent
you can't there. Even like put in money in form. They're going to hurt so bad. Like, just stop. Ngojea di wolewe and then you can prove how clean... Or how come on attack
no,
like, how did you yako? Wanna vet a babe and whether she can clean your sasa ni yenu after me agree kama mnolewa but like I'm
so
is
inako chali yako
no going to their house is not my problem
so
yeah.
Gienda,
I have
and then,
a problem
and then
with, wait it's uh-huh. very initial like yeah. I don't even know you don't even know me and like the right. first time you're inviting mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. to your house
And, okay, uh-huh. first time, I mean...
Wait, just like that's you're asking already a question.
Yeah, nimalza tu swali. First time, definitely no.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't ask a babe first time come to my house. But I'm asking, so, ufai kona kwa chali yako?
No, not you hati, can go. Uf, ati hati.
Listen,
hati
let me ufai. Tell you how mm-hmm. you can go. Let mm-hmm. me explain this to you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be already in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you've agreed you're dating. Because mm-hmm. me, I don't know whether it's just me, but I'm not going to people's houses like that. By the way... Tuache kuwa comfortable sana na kuenda kwenda kwa nyumba za wenyewe. That's why we are building state-of-the-art recreational facilities out here for people to meet outside. Stop meeting in people's houses. But anyway, the only reason why, for me, I would go to someone's house is like we are fully dating. We've been dating. Like we are, whatever people want to say, exclusive or whatever. That's probably the only reason why I would end up in a man's house.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any other... Because, like, I'm not seeing me going to your house when I barely know you or when we're just starting out. Like, I have no reason to be in your house.
So how long should you take? Maybe, you've said, so, Leo, maybe we've known each other for, like, 3-4 months. And then after a while, we've decided, you know what? We're having this. We're having the relationship. So, after the relationship, how long should you take until you agree to come to my place?
I don't think it can be nined with time.
Yeah. It's you like know, people when you're comfortable. For me, it's like when you're comfortable
exactly.
enough now to go to their house. And just visiting, you know, see ati kufanya kazi. Still putting it out there.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, ukinitembelea, one thing, I'll speak for myself because I'm here. I'm very big on, and I tell this even to Kina Minor here, our producer. I'm very big on boundaries. You know, minapenda kujua what are your do's and don'ts and whatnot. So ikuja kwangu, what should you expect? Maybe if you find me, I'm making you like a nice steak, ninini. Will you come help me out? Maybe even take out a plate or something.
Yeah.
Something of the sort, yeah?
100%.
Ama ni uko baby girl treatment.
So, no, wait, because like I feel you're going to, now you've cooked, now some other person should do the dishes. That's
no,
why
no,
you're
no.
going.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's why you're going. I'm seeing you.
No. Listen. Upon is agree.
Definitely.
If we separate roles. Okay, now we're dating.
Mm,
now
from yeah.
yes.
house. We've agreed we're doing a lunch at Ayada. If you're cooking, I can help cook. If we're going to clean dishes after, maybe if you ulipika yo peke yako, I can do the dishes.
Yeah.
You're seeing a shida.
Yeah, those two small things complementing each other, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Complimenting
yes.
each other. That's
enough
what I'm talking
yes.
about. Yes.
Yes. Because the one I have a problem with you and Michelle.
Hey, unaenda unajituma. Diligent worker.
Umetoka roka unaenda.
You're still a
rongai.
Imagine kufua nguo. Ati wa... Imagine my guy, his laundry is not done.
I know. I love you know, most those girls, actually, they lose touch of their families, their friends,
yeah.
and their lives are just all about this.
Exactly.
Joseph.
No,
oh my God, he's gonna
that.
Marry me. Oh,
I have
kumbe Joseph una
the same thing. The same thing. I think.
Say Joseph is
God.
Out right there.
You
I
know?
Will get. I will get into so much. Anyway, let me just say.
Okay.
I've had a personal experience. Let me just talk about it. Where I've had something almost similar happening.
Yeah.
You know, time is running out. Yeah. Sorry. I've had a close to a similar experience where nilikuwa na feel this babe. You don't have enough kamali. Mimi nikiangalia mbele na it's like you're not gonna have a life outside me. Mimi nikiangalia mimi niko busy, niko hivi, niko na shoots, niko na 1-2-3, niko na safari and whatnot. So I tell this babe, look, I need you to have like even a schedule for a week apart from class or anything, and we'll find something to do. Even find a language to study. Like
that sounds well, like a parent.
By the way,
yeah,
because I'm
I
like at the end of the day. I don't want to, nataka, I want a babe that still excites me. Mm. Nanielewa, like, come with something new umedu like eh manzi ntakuwa like damn eh umedu kitu fulani itani bamba unaona because yeah. Mimi I won't lie to you mimi si mtu ukachini kusoma nini mimi ni mtu wa come here go there mimi ni mtu wa jua kali
sanguine
unanipata yes whatever that is yes
is this an extrovert
exactly so mimi wa mtu wa kudu vitu hapa na pale so the moment umekachini umefanya kitu na ni something very different from what I'm doing I'll be so excited and be like, damn, you've done this. I'd be like so motivated to even take you out, even buy you a gift. Mm. Unaona, kitu kayo. But isikuwe ati, wewe, you just coming to my house, or go Netflix, ninini umetoka class, you text me babe, ninini amin the house. I'm like, minta boeka.
Yeah.
Ndapata na wasi madema, ni challenge uko nje, ondo watani bamba. Now, yeah. I mean, it goes without saying, you know? Yeah.
Well.
So, wewe ukiapo umepiga piga nguo.
Imagine kama unatusikiza
anatafuta mtu anamchallenge na anamexcite huko nje na huko tu hapo umefua nguo za Jose
kama unatusikiza kama umeinama saizi na unafua hiyo nguo
kamua tu
amka chukua hizo slippers na utoke nje
now
enda kwako saizi
run
na wendo jinele KFC jume work so hard na usiwahi rudi huko kufanya kazi
short story before we go
as you so, wrap up,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last week, we're going to fuck when the birthday dinner, a friend of ours. I don't know if I told you this. No, I didn't tell you. So we were supposed to do a certain birthday dinner. Ninini. Can I mention the... Am I allowed to mention the hotel?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be at Red Ginger.
Okay.
Hey, I mean, it's the Red Ginger. Niko excited. I'm like, you guys, easy vitu. I'm going to dinners on Anita. I'm going to enjoy. I didn't mention Dr. Tanguza when the dinners. Unaona. So we planned this a WhatsApp group. One of our boys, very good friend of mine. Then, a day to the dinner... This guy finds out this babe has been in touch with the ex.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Hey, mm-hmm. It was. So this guy just calls me. He's like, bro, uko wapi? He wasn't even mad, by the way. He was just disappointed. He was like, I like in a point in a relationship where I never thought someone will take me a step back.
Okay.
Like, ilifika point. Because now I even tell my friends, and I will tell you guys the same thing. Do not feel bad if today we're having a relationship with you. Do not. If I mess up, it's upon me. It's not you. Like, hakuna point ya kuja kudiscuss, kuja tuongee ati. It was the same old conversation in a relationship. Oh, I'm sorry. I will do better. If you decide to do better, just do better. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
Kama ina work, ita work. Naget. Kama ina work, ita work. You don't have to tell me ati, oh, especially with me, baby, I'm like that. With relationships, you don't have to keep on calling me at let's meet up and talk. I'll tell you it's very simple. Yeah. I'm not even mad at you.
Mm.
If something will work, we decide to do vitu zako poa, collect a kwafiti. I mean, energy does not lie.
Yeah.
Right? And also, trust your intuition. So, even if only the dinner was cancelled last minute, he had made a reservation.
Aww.
And I told him, I feel like, yeah, because Namjo, he's fairly older than me. So, nilikuwa na jua where his mind is at.
Yeah.
Where he wants to, you know, trajectory alikuwa na take and everything. Yeah, you know. And it was really, nikamambe, you know what, udem, nikamambe pia, dem si mmoja, so sumbuliwa akili.
Hey. That's true. There's 8 billion people in the world.
Na ratio sign ni 1:2?
Maybe mtu agenda ndo angetusaidia Esther. Shout out to her, but she's not here.
Yeah, so, yeah, kuna agenda yuko. I mean, sorry, the ratios are there. So, I mean, it was really not right. So, come napendana, and if you're in a relationship or anything, just be in a position where, because we really drain people's mental capacity, don't like wanna stress. Jackie and I could judge about Izzy and Dika is a focus.
That can never be me, but okay.
Wow. Yeah, but breakups. Exactly.
It's bad. Anyway,
that's breakups are so bad.
I'm built different.
You know what, guys? I think I didn't even hear that. You're built different.
I'm built different.
Can't. Okay, see, I'm going to share my buyer, but. Okay.
Sawa.
All right, but I'll be here with hankies and wine and hugs. And chocolate. Thank you so much for listening in and watching. If you're watching on YouTube or wherever, tunakupenda sana. And we'll catch you next. Oh, we'll catch you on the next episode.
Adios.
See ya.
Nawapenda mababy girls in the end.
Na uko single? Tuambie tu yo. Okay.
Hey.
All right, girls, you've had it. Bye.